起打开我们圣经，我们看腓立比书。Let's turn our Bibles to Philippians, 腓立比书第一章 in Philippians chapter 1. 上个星期我们开始看腓立比书，今天我们继续在第一章里面，我们会一路看这本书神的教，在这本书神有什么教导我们。Last week we started studying in the book of Philippians, and we'll continue in looking and see what God wants to teach us through this book as we can learn from His Word.
我不知道大家呢有没有试过这样的经历呢，就很热心去开始做某些事，但是做做下就是即有望或者有原因就是完成不到，就是放低喺度嘅。
Have you ever had this experience where you start doing a job, you know, and you're really excited about it and you get into it, but after, you know, a short time, you know, you get busy or something happens and you just stop?
又完成唔到 and you don't ever finish it? 有冇咁嘅经历啊？
I think most of us have that kind of experience.
咁我哋系喺美国咧，以前有啲朋友成日做装修嘅。
When I was in the United States, I remember I had a lot of friends that did construction and remodeling.
佢自己间屋咧，时时会开始做某啲嘅装修工程，等佢做一半就摆喺度，就几年后都唔完成。
And in their own house, you know, they do their own remodeling work, and after, you know, they get started, and then they get into it, and they never have time to finish it, and a couple years later, it's still just sitting around.
我爸爸同我呢，小嘅时候都试过咁嘅经历，我哋要有我哋外墙嘅屋。
And with my father, I had that same experience. We were painting the outside of our house.
我嗰时咧间屋咧就系两层，有个阁楼，所以好高嘅。
At that time, we had a double-story house, and we had an attic on top, so it was a very high house.
我记得用三年时间，由每个暑假，由呢边，由嗰边，由嗰边，三年先完成呢个油油嘅工程。
I remember it took us like 3 years, you know, and in the summertime, you know, painting four sides of the wall, you know, in systematic order.To complete the job.
但可惜完咗三年之后呢，望返三年前做嗰啲已经係甩油，已经要再油返。
But 3 years afterward, looking at the wall we started on, it was already starting to chip off, so we had to start all over again.
永远做唔完。Never finish. 咁今日我哋睇到神同我哋人一样。
And this morning we're going to see that God is not like us.
神系开始做嘅工作，佢会做到底。
And when God starts the work, He's going to complete it.
所以神喺你心里边做嘅工，佢一定会做到底。
And so the work that God's doing in your heart, He will do it until it's finished.
我哋喺第一章第四节睇到第六节。
Now let's read from verse 4 to verse 6.
腓立比书第一章第四节第六节
Philippians chapter 1 verse 4 to 6
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候常是欢欢喜喜的祈求因为从头一天直到如今你们是同心合意的兴旺福音我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。一起祈祷
，Let's pray。
天父，我哋感谢你，今日你系我哋心里边已经开始做嘅工作。我哋相信呢个工作你一定会完成。我哋相信今日系你拣选嘅日子。我哋愿意你喺我哋当中去彰显你嘅慈爱。愿我们的心里面打开可以领受神你的恩典还有可以信服你的带领所以我们将以下的时间交托在你手里面我们多谢主听我们祷告奉主名求 Amen
如果你看你如果你有双排版圣经呢你看隔离那项呢就是新译本呢他说我深信那在你们中间开始了美好工作的到了基督耶稣的日子必成全这工作
And I think it's in the New King James it says and I'm sure of this that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ我们知道神在我们里面开着个工作这里保罗一开始说他深信神这个工作
and here he says I'm sure or I am confident that God is going to do this work.
保罗呢绝对有信心神要完成他的工。 And Paul is 100% confident and certain that God is going to finish his work.
那我们不知道今天你有没有这种绝对的信心，保罗就是肯定是清楚是一定会完成。
Do you have that kind of confidence in God today? Paul is 100% certain, he is definite, it's going to happen.
保罗和主生活的时间，他经历神很多，所以他很清楚神一定要做到他所应承。
You know, Paul experienced the Lord, he walked with the Lord for a long time, and he was beyond a doubt, he knew that God would do what he promised to do.
保罗又学了一样东西，是不是靠人的，不是仰望别人的，是仰望神。
And Paul learned a great lesson. It's not depending on people. It's not looking to man. It's only depending and looking at God.
我们时时出问题就是当我们望人的时候是出轨，是不是？
And we always get off track when we look at man.
我们有时会望自己，仰望自己， and sometimes we look at ourselves，
或者我们仰望任何其他样嘢，都可能会系有问题。
Or we look at other things and we get into trouble.
保罗呢就知道唯一可靠就系神自己。
And Paul learned a great lesson that the only thing that is reliable is to look at Jesus Christ.
所以佢表达呢话深信。就是表达他是有这个十分把握的。
And so when he says, I'm confident, I'm sure of this, it's expressing that he is 100% certain, no doubt at all.
你今天对耶稣有没有这种把握？有没有这种的肯定的？
Do you have that kind of assurance today in Jesus Christ?
可能呢政府就会变。公司会破产，但是神会改变。
You know, governments will change, companies will go bankrupt, but God never changes.
保罗深信他有这个把握，他知道神是信实的，是信得过。
And Paul trusted the Lord, he had this assurance, and he knew that God was faithful.
同我看哥林多后书三章四节，
look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 4 and 5.
Such confidence as this is ours through Jesus Christ our God, before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God.
弟兄姊妹，你的信，你的肯定是从神来，还是从其他嘢来？
Does your confidence come from other things, or does it come from God?
我们在基督里面，因耶稣为我们所做的事，我们在耶稣里面肯定的。
And it's because of Christ, what he's done for us, that we are confident in Christ.
我觉得保罗在这里就很好的，因为他就很坦白说他的信心只是神里面，不是他自己里面。
I think that Paul here is so great because he's expressing so clearly that the confidence comes only from Jesus Christ.
你知道保罗是一个非常之聪明，一个非常之叻的人。
You know that Paul was an extremely intelligent and wise person.
但是他说不是凭自己可以做什么，全部因为神做的。
But he said, it's not that I can do anything. It's all because of what God comes from.
我不知道如果你为自己住或者第二个区都有这个
現象啊！呢排咧就喺、是、街市嗰度咧，就喺個轉彎位咧，有間鋪頭咧，夜晚黑啊，有個人喺度直燒緊嘅，有成堆人咧，成日喺度聽佢講。If you've seen this, if you live in Feizigay or maybe some other parts of Macau, they have the same thing in the marketplace. There's a shop, and this last week, every night, there's this guy up there, you know, doing this promotional thing, and all like 20, 30 people standing around listening to him. 佢就話：我哋有。有人捐咗百幾萬嘅貨物，我哋免費送俾你。He said somebody has donated over $1 million of produce, you know, and we're going to give it away free. 跟住嗰啲人講乜嘢，啲人全部回應，係係。And no matter what he says, everybody responds, you know, and says yes, yes, yeah. 跟住講講講，哇，咁吸引啊，豐澤又貴啲啊，我哋呢啲係免費送俾你， you know.And then the appliance stops, you know, they sell it for so much, but I'm giving it for free. 跟住慢慢話，不過呢，有燈有火蠟啊，有運輸費啦。And then he starts saying, you know, but we've got our overhead costs, we've got our shipping costs. 跟住每人要俾運輸費啦，即係你唔好咁貪心啦。But you have to give the shipping costs, don't be so greedy, you know. 每人500蚊啊，everybody give $500. 哇，慢慢都有人聽佢講喎。And every night there's a whole bunch of people listening to this guy. 那宣傳就好多喎，但信唔信得過嘅。There's a lot of publicity out there, but can you trust it? 係。保羅就話佢絕對信任係神嘅。Paul said his trust, his confidence is in God alone. 我相信我哋係需要信任我哋嘅主耶穌。因为他是可信的。I believe that we need to trust in Jesus because he is trustworthy. 啊。保罗说，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣的日子。I am sure of this, that he who began a work in you will bring it to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. 感谢主，神就在你里面开始做个工作。Praise God that He has started a work in you. 你一信耶稣嗰刻咧，耶稣在你生命里面开始做个工。The moment you accept Jesus into your heart, God starts a work in you. 其实如果严格来讲咧，你出世嘅时候都是神开始做工嘅。In reality, we should say when you were born, God started a work. 因为你是神创造。Because God created you. 唔单止神创造你咧，圣经里边话我哋听耶利米书嘅，耶利米话佢系冇腹中嘅，神已经系认识佢，已经系造佢嘛，拣选佢。Not only did God create you, but it says in Jeremiah that God formed him and knew him when he was in his mother's womb.神在你在妈咪的肚里面，神已经知道你的事，已经在塑造你。 When you're in your mother's stomach, God is already forming you and knows about you. 所以神在做他的工作在你里面。 And so God is doing a work in you. 可惜我们不信耶稣的时候不跟神合作。 Unfortunately, when we don't know God, we did not work in cooperation with him. 但当我们接受耶稣得到救恩，神做一个新的工作在我们里面。 But when we become a Christian, when we receive him into our heart, God does a new work in our life. 这个新的工作是奇妙的工作。 And this new work is an amazing work, 因为你是有神的灵进入你里面。 Because you've got the Holy Spirit that enters into you. 你是成为神的儿女， you become a child of God. 你是重新得救， you become born again. 你有新造的人， 你 become a new creature in Christ. 以前的你就过去， 你成为一个新造的你。 And the old you is gone and you become a new creature. 所以神做这个工作呢，是怎样的工作？ And so what kind of a work is it that God's doing in you? 你看第六节讲明是善的。 If you look at verse 6, it says clearly it's a good work. 新译本说是美好的。 In some other versions say, well, good work. What's another word for good work?
In English, I think it's just good work. It's good work. 是善的、美好的。神做一个美好的工作。
我就可以这样讲。神做工呢不会好似人。
I can say this, God does not work like man.
人做工呢就马马虎虎的。
When we do work, we do it just, you know, just get by kind of work, you know, just take it easy.
人会偷工减料。人会过得骨过得去。
And we try to skip around the corners and cut edges, you know, and just get by.
但神做的工呢是美好的。是善的。可以说是高质素的。高质的。
But the work that God does is a quality work. It's a good work. It's a beneficial work.
神是做高质的。我在第一堂呢就说弟兄姊妹听你是神的品牌。
In the first service, I told them that they are God's
Bunpai,
brand label, brand name, you know, a quality name, quality name.
因为神在你里面是做的那个高质的工作
because God is doing a quality work in you.
那你知道耶稣神做任何一样的都是好的。
Do you know that anything that God does is good?
如果你记得神创造天地用六日的时间，这个不是六啊，这个七啊。六啊！神用六日的时间创造天地，他就完咗之后，他睇他所做的话都甚好。
You know, after God created the six days of creation, and then it says that God looked at all that He made and said, "It is good."
所以神做的工是好的。你如果睇到耶稣呢，第一次出嚟做第一个神迹嘅。知唔知耶稣出嚟做第一个神迹系做咩神迹
？And do you know the first miracle that Jesus ever did?
水变酒系啊
，In Gospel of John changed water into wine.
耶稣将水变酒，当佢攞耶稣嗰啲酒出嚟俾管筵席嘅人饮嘅时候品尝，佢讲咩啊？
And when they took the wine that Jesus created and gave it to the master of the ceremony, what did he say about the wine?
他说是好酒。他说人家呢就是等，因为他当时的筵即是婚宴呢就几日啊，透几日啊饮啲好酒，跟住啲人呢已经唔识分好定坏呢，就攞啲持酒出嚟嘅。但是耶稣是过咗几日之后，嗰啲冇晒酒，将水变酒，佢攞啲。更好的品牌的质量好的酒出来。
You know, because in those days, you know, they'd have a wedding ceremony for a couple of days, and the first couple of days, you know, they drink the good wine, and after the people couldn't tell if it was good or bad wine anymore, then they bring out the not so good wine. But when Jesus changed water into wine because they didn't have any wine, he made an excellent wine.
这个神迹的意思是什么？这个神迹告诉我们神做任何一样嘢系有质量，系做得好。
And this miracle tells us that when God does a work, He's going to do a quality work, an excellent work.
所以神喺你里边佢做紧咩工呢？系卓越嘅，系高质嘅。
And so, what kind of work is God doing in you? He's doing an excellent work, a quality work, a good work.
感谢主，神开始将我哋嘅坏脾气扭转过嚟。
You know, God is working to change our bad temperament.
神系要将我哋嘅自私自利嘅心改变。
God wants to change our heart that's been a selfish, greedy heart.
神系要将我哋以前嘅骄傲嘅个性咧谦卑下来。
And God wants to take our pride and humble us.
神开始呢个工作系好嘅工作。
And this work that God is doing is a good work.
大家好多熟悉以弗所书第二章八九节啊。
I know that many of you are very familiar with Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9.
因为以弗所书第八节话，二章第八节话，你们得救本是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing, it is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no man can boast.
这个经文我们很熟悉，是吧？我们得救不是我们自己的行为。We are saved, it's not by our own self, 是神的恩典。It's the grace of God.
但你熟不熟悉第十节呢？But you know the verse that follows, verse 10?
第十节是接住的，是神的工作。跟着第十节说，
在哪里？
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫你们行善，就是神所预备叫你们行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
这个经文就很美丽的。This is a wonderful verse. 你是神的工作，可以说好像你是神的工艺品。You could say that you are God's workmanship, like you are a piece of art that God is working on.
所以我们得救是神的，我们改变又是神。
So we are saved, it's by God, and we are changed, it's by God.
是吧？
神在你里面做着这个美好的工作， and God is doing this wonderful work in you.
我小的时候呢，因为我读书不好，我读中学呢，就是比较专是修艺术科的，我几乎呢就是属于一个的艺术学院的毕业生。
Because I was not a very good student in school. In high school, I practically all my classes were art classes, and so you could almost say that I kind of went to a art school, high school.
我毕业的时候都有奖，就可以有好出名的艺术学院收我，不过我没钱读，神又感动我做宣教士。
And when I got scholarships and I was accepted into a very famous art school, but it was too expensive, I couldn't go, but God called me to be missionary.
但以前我做 一份作品的时候呢，我会花很多时间慢慢画，慢慢油，慢慢整。
But when I used to work on a project or draw a picture, I'd work in very detail and spend a long time.
我记得画一幅画呢，细细幅呢，都可以用几个月的时间。
I remember I could use a number of months, you know, in drawing a picture and shading and all that stuff.
所以我肯定冇可能用呢行嚟搵食，因为人哋要快脆，我要慢吞吞。
I could never make a living at it because people have to draw fast, you know, and I just take so much time.
但我谂到我哋系神嘅工艺品啊，神系喺我哋里边做嘅工作啊，我谂佢系唔系快快速速嘅，佢慢慢仔细，系一点点一点点慢慢做。
But I think what the work that God is doing in us is not a fast job. God is doing a quality job. He's taking his time. He's thinking about it. He's doing it patiently and working hard at it.
Just a little at a time. A little at a time.
我想神不单止在我们里面做的工作，他用我们周边很多的环境来配合起来。I think God is not only doing a work in us, He takes all of the environment around us to work in cooperation for this work.
大家熟悉很多时都会提到罗马书八章廿八节。
And I know you all know this verse because we mentioned it many times, Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
是吧？我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
All things work together for the good for those that are called according to his purpose, and right.
我哋睇得到神系用周边所发生嘅事呢，系配合起嚟佢做紧呢份工。
And we can see that God takes everything that's going on around you and putting it in orchestration to complete this work that He's doing in you.
神系爱你咁多，佢为你做紧呢个工作。我深信那在你们中间开始了美好工作的，到了耶稣基督的日子必成全这工作。
I'm confident that God who started the work in you is going to bring it to completion.
保罗有这个信心，这个一个真理。
This is a truth. 神喺你里边，喺你中间，系开始咗呢个工作。God has started this work in you, in your heart. 神系要完成嗰啲工。
And God is going to complete this work in you.
嗱，可能有时会经历一啲唔舒服嘅、唔开心嘅。
Maybe sometimes we experience some uncomfortable or unhappy situations.
可能有时会有一啲嘅我哋唔明白嘅事发生。Maybe some things happen to us that we don't understand. 或者有时呢会系觉得神系唔喺度嘅，唔做嘢嘅。And maybe sometimes we think God's not even there and He's not doing anything.
喺呢啲时候，我哋要知道神有佢嘅计划，神有佢嘅意思。
And it's at those times that we have to understand God has His plan, He has His purpose.
神都是有祂美好的工作，没有一样东西可以拦阻神的工作。
You know, God has His plan, His purpose, and nothing will stop that plan of God. He's going to do it.
神是按照祂的计划，按照祂的美意，他要做这个工作，祂有一个时间表。
God is going according to His plan and His purpose for you, and He has a time frame, and He's going to do that.
神爱你，想你得福，
and God loves you and wants to bless you.
但佢有佢嘅时间表，
but He has His time frame.
我相信你睇第二章十三节，腓立比书第二章十三节，
look at Philippians chapter 2 verse 13.
因为我们你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行为要成就他的美意
For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure
这个是一样的意思是不同的字眼表达同一个意思
It's a different way of expressing the same thought
神在你里面是做紧他是要按照他的心意去完成这个工作。
God is working in you and He's going to complete it for His good pleasure.
神的计划对你是怎样的计划？
What kind of a plan does God have for you?
神要我们知道呢，有时呢，祂是要修剪我们。
But God wants us to know that sometimes He has to prune us.
有时呢，我哋都要我哋性情脾气咧就要修改。
Sometimes our temperament has to be pruned a little bit.
有时我哋要被人磨练嘅。
Sometimes we need to be sharpened or this with sandpaper, this rough edges rolled off.
你喜不喜欢被磨练啊？
Do you like to be sandpapered?
不喜欢吗？
但是如果是神是按照祂的旨意，祂有个美好的计划，有个美好的结果。
But if it happens, it's because God has a plan, He has a purpose, and He has a wonderful plan for you.
所以我时时记得我们很熟悉这个经文，今天讲的经文全部都是熟悉的，应该是。
All the scriptures I'm sharing today should be very familiar scriptures, and this one in Jeremiah 29:11 is very familiar.
耶利米书廿九章十一节系俾我哋一个定心丸嘅。
And this passage gives us an assurance.
因为神磨练我哋，神系锻炼我哋嘅时候，我哋知道有好嘅原因嘅。
Because when God works His work in us and He cuts us off and He prunes us, we know it's for the good.
因为他说耶和华说我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念不是降灾祸的意念叫你们在末后有指望
For I know the plans that I have for you declares the Lord plans for wholeness not for evil to give you a future and a hope
那如果神有这些计划给你有这些意思
那他那个发生咩事在你身上可以是知道是好的
If God has such a wonderful plan for you then when these things happen to us and we're sandpapered we know that it's for our good
不好意思
飲啖水。
你有冇行路見到一啲嘅老士牌寫住工程進行緊？
Have you ever walked down the street and seen a sign that says under construction？
高士德早排咧就係成條街就係工程進行緊。You know, the Avenue de Costa was under construction for a year or so。而家你去路環咧，氹仔咧就好多工程進行緊。
If you go to type in Colowan, you know, and drive your car, there's a lot of construction going on。
有時我哋人咧就要掛個牌喺度。神的工程進行緊。
Sometimes we need to put a sign around our neck to say, God's, I'm under construction by God.
但這個不是藉口的。 It's not an excuse, 但是一個事實。 But it's a fact. 我們是耶穌的子女，我們是信耶穌，神在我們裡面做緊工程。
But that if we are a child of God, God is doing a work in us.
是不是？这个是不停做紧， and he's continuing doing that work. 工程是不舒服的。
You know, when you're doing construction, sometimes it's not comfortable.
我早几年我们家呢就室内装修，又要整厕所，又要摇摇。
A few years back, our house was under renovation. We had to change the toilet, the bathrooms, and we had to paint the walls.
Usually, 将所有的东西摆在中间，用些东西盖住。
So we put everything in the middle of the living room, put some tarps over it.
跟住朝早出街，夜晚师傅完咗先敢翻去嘅。
And so we'd leave in the morning, and we wouldn't come back until the workers were done at night.
因为翻嚟咧就全部要扫地，又要整嚟整去，先至可以。瞓觉，厕所又冇地板，又淤泥，又要踩来踩去。
And, you know, we had to sweep the floor and get everything done so we could go to bed. In the bathroom, we were redoing it, pulled up the floor, and so we had to walk over the mud.
啊，唔舒服啊，好难忍受。
It was discomfortable. It was hard to put up with.
但你知道有一日会停止，你仰望个结果。
But we knew one day it's going to finish, and we're looking at the end product.
因为如果去忍受，知道有结果呢，是容易忍受的。
If you know that it's going to finish and there's going to be a wonderful product, you can put up with it, you can endure.
可以度过。所以神在我们生命里面做的工作，我们可以忍受，我们可以度过。
And so the work that God's doing in you, you can endure it because it will finish, it will come to completion.
这个经文我读新汉语译本给你听。
Another version of the Chinese Bible says this.
而且我深信在你们中间开始了美好工作的那一位必会继续到底，直到基督耶稣的日子把这工作完成。
这个汉语圣经啊。This one says that God will continue to do it until it is completely done.
做到底，继续做到底，几好啊！
即是头先敬拜嘅时候啊，神系不离不弃啊，系咪？And when we were worshiping, it said that God never leaves us or forsakes us.
神系真系做到底，佢唔系三分钟热度。
God is not a three-minute excitement and then washes out.
神不会半途而废。God won't do an incomplete job in the middle and then give up. 神不是有心无力的。
God is not, you know, he's got a heart to do it, but he doesn't have the strength to do it.
神是可以做得到，他有心有力的。多艰辛他都要做，多复杂都会做。
And no matter how difficult the job, no matter how complicated, he's still going to complete his job.
哇，几好啊！有时我哋睇到自己改变咧，觉得有啲地方好难改。
Sometimes you look at myself and I say, "Man, there's parts in me that is really hard to change."
成日又讲嘅江山易改，本性难移啊嘛。
You know, the 江山 whatever that is hard to move, but it's easy to move. But my heart is hard to change. You know.
但系弟兄姊妹喺耶稣里边，无难成的事。 There is nothing too hard for Jesus. 神是做得到。God can do it.
所以有时我们看到自己呢就灰心，但我们要看耶稣，知道有力量。
So sometimes we look at ourselves when we get discouraged, but we need to look at Jesus, because he can do the work.
那好多事呢，有时我们最觉得难改的，是我们曾经被人伤害过的地方。
And so often, the part that we think is the hardest to change is areas where we've been hurt and abused.
是吗？因为当我们受伤害的时候，我们起蹦墙维护自己。
Because when we get hurt, we start building walls to protect ourselves.
跟着有时因为我们不想受伤害，那个围墙起得很深的。
And sometimes because we don't want to be hurt again, we keep building it thicker and thicker and thicker.
那如果耶稣要打入来呢，就是改变我们呢，他要打入到这些围墙。
Now if God is going to enter into our heart and change us, sometimes he has to break through the walls that we've built up around ourselves.
嗱，你聽到打牆咧就要有力啊
！As you can hear, it takes a lot of strength to break down a wall. 啊，
神係願意為我哋打我哋心裏邊嘅圍牆。
God is willing to break the walls that we build up in our heart.
你睇哥林多後書十章四節同埋第五節。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4 and 5.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事，一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回。使他都顺服基督。
For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but we have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought into captivity to obey Christ.
那我好喜欢这个经文，因为告诉我听神就去攻破在心里面的坚固的营垒。
I love this because it says God can destroy those strongholds in me.
是吧？我自己起的围墙，自己保护墙，神可以打得入。
And all these strongholds, all these walls that I've built up in my heart, God can break through them.
是不是自私？是不是害羞？是不是恐惧？是不是自我保护？
Maybe it's selfishness. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's shy. Maybe it's trying to protect myself.
神就可以用恩典和慈爱攻破在我里面这个堡垒。
God uses his love and his grace to break through this fortress that I've built up in my heart.
古代人呢攻一个的山堡，即是可能要用一段时间才攻得入。
You know, in the old times when they'd fight up against the mighty fortress, sometimes it would take a long time to be able to break down their defenses.
如果以前用箭啊、剑啊打大炮台呢，入面的大炮呢都需要时间，right?
If we just had spears and arrows, you know, to break into the fort, the Macau fort, you know, they've got cannons, you know, it's going to take some time.
但是神慢慢做这个工作。
But God does the work in us.
感谢主，这个神做的工作是要继续做，是不舒服都要继续做，不要拒绝神的工作。
You know, God's going to continue his work even though it's uncomfortable at times. He's still going to continue his work. Don't resist the work that God's doing in your life.
同我睇哥林多后书四章第七节至到第十节。
Look with me at 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 to 10.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里， 要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不致丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that we are surpassing the power belongs to God and not us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifest in our bodies.
你觉得是不是这样? Do you think that's true? 我们这个的宝贝就是耶稣。
This precious treasure is Jesus Christ.
我们本身是这个瓦器。
We are just this earthen vessel, jars of clay.
一个瓦器呢就容易崩的，容易裂的。
And a jar of clay can be chipped, it can be cracked.
很容易打烂的， and it's easily broken. 但我们里面这个宝贝的是宝贵的。无论它外面怎样崩裂，那个宝贝一样是宝的。
You know, and the treasure we contain in us is very special, and no matter how we get hurt on the outside, the inside is still a treasure.
耶稣就是我们的宝贝。
Jesus is our treasure.
我很喜欢他讲到，即是四面受敌，却不被困住，心里作难，却不致失望，遭逼迫，却不被丢弃，打倒了，却不致死亡。
I love it when it says that we are afflicted in every way but not crushed, perplexed but not driven to despair, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed.
耶稣永远不会放弃你，耶稣是不离不弃。
Jesus will never leave you or forsake you. He is always there with you to watch over you.
有时我们自己软弱，死性不改。
Sometimes we are weak in the flesh and you say, well, you never change.
耶稣都不会因为这样离弃你。
But Jesus doesn't forsake you because of that.
有时我们会是觉得灰心。
Sometimes we think we're discouraged,
但耶稣都不会放弃我们。你知道耶稣做这个工作呢有三方面。
There's three parts to this work that God is doing in us.
第一方面就是拯救、救恩。
The first part is salvation.
耶稣做这个救恩，我们只要接受。
And God does the salvation, we just accept it.
第二部分呢就是使你成圣。
And the second part is to make you holy, sanctification.
使人成圣呢，成圣呢就是一生一世。
And sanctification is a lifetime process.
不停要改变，不停要越来越似耶稣。
And it's becoming more and more like Jesus.
在这个过程当中我们会灰心。
And it's in this process that we get discouraged.
因为我们会看到自己很多事的软弱。
Because we look at ourselves in the flesh.
但我们不应该因为跌倒或者是即是这样去灰心，反而我们要感谢主，因为神是不离不弃。
But we shouldn't get discouraged and depressed. We should just praise God because He never leaves us or forsakes us.
第三方面呢，就是神在你工作里，在你里面工作，是要你去侍奉祂。
And the third work that God does in you is as He's changing you, He wants you to go and serve Him.
所以神是做紧这个工作在你里面，因为祂想用得着你成为祂的器皿。
And God is doing His work in you because He wants you to be His vessel, a vessel of honor for Him.
但是很多时我们搞错这样嘢，我们很多时参加短宣报道传福音，我们觉得我们怎样去帮人的。
But so often we even get confused on this issue. You know, we go on a mission trip, we go do evangelism, we get involved in ministry because we think we want to help other people, right?
但如果你参加过这些工作，你会发现到每次做一些的侍奉工作最得着是谁。
But if you ever go out on a trip or serve God and you come to the conclusion, who gets the most benefit out of it?
自己嘛，因为神是用这些的机会是继续在我们里面做工。
Because God uses these opportunities to continue His work in us.
有时那个人与人之间的碰撞，有时那个看到人的爱心，或者是不够爱心，或者自己的爱心等等，都是给我们一个成长的机会。
And sometimes it's through interpersonal conflicts that we grow. Sometimes it's by seeing other people's love or lack of love, or our own love or lack of love, that we grow.
神是用这些机会是改变我们。
几时做完呢？ When is he going to finish this walk?
梵天堂，是啊，对啊，圣经是这么说
的。That's what it says.
到耶稣基督的日子。
To the day of Christ.
到耶稣基督的日子，神先至做完这个工作。
And it's when Christ comes back, that's when he will finish his work.
所以你不用担心，神不会放弃你的，他要做到底。
So you don't have to be afraid, he's not going to give up on you.
他都不会放弃我。
He won't give up on me.
他要继续做这个工作。
He's going to continue his work in you.
那人呢会放弃别人，费事啊，佢都唔听啊。
You know, as people, we give up on other people. We say, I don't want to waste my time. He doesn't even listen.
系咪？感谢主，神唔会话费事。
Praise the Lord. God never says it's a waste of time.
我中意呢个。哥林多前书一章八节。
I like 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8.
他也必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可自责。
He will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为强调他，这个他就是神。
It stresses again, he, in this he is God.
You, 坚固你。我今天经常发错，是不是坚固还是坚固？坚固。
He will strengthen you.
到底。又是讲到底。
Until the end.
耶稣基督的日子。你现在是神的训练场里面
Until the day of the end. You are now in God's training ground.
所以你跨个牌在这里、工程进行着是神的训练工场受训。
So you should put a sign around your neck that says under construction, I'm in God's training ground.
因为神是继续在我们里面。我们每一个人都是的。Each of us is.其实教育圣经都有这个意思。
Actually, the same meaning is found in the Old Testament.
我最后一次经文同你分享就是诗篇一百三十八篇。
The last verse I want to share with you is in Psalms 138, verse 8. Psalms 138, verse 8.
耶和华必成全关乎我的事。耶和华，你的慈爱永远长存。求你不要离弃我，离弃你手 ，sorry， 离弃你手所做的。
The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands.
系咪一样咁嘅意思？神要完成佢嘅工作，成全关乎你嘅事啊。
He's going to.Fulfill his purpose for you.
佢咩？佢关于你嘅咩事系好嘅，赐平安嘅，俾你指望。
And what is that will? We just looked at it. It's good. It's to give you peace, and it's to give you hope.
神是要完成这个。And God wants to fulfill that.
无论什么事发生在你身上，你记住啊，
神要成全关乎你的事。
No matter what happens to you in life, remember God is going to fulfill His purpose for you.
我觉得很兴奋。
I think that's exciting.
感谢主。当我们升到天的时候，站在神的宝座前边，神审判死人活人，给我一个荣耀的身体，上到天堂得到赏赐，神的工作完成在你里面。
And that day when you stand before the judgment seat of God, and God judges the living and the dead, and you are given the rewards for the things that you've done for Him, He gives you a glorified body, and you go into eternity, then His job is completed in you. Not before.
我要等到嗰日，现在就是将是工程紧。
We have to wait for that day. Now we are still under construction.
所以弟兄姊妹，鼓励大家呢，彼此相爱的时候，记得大家都是工程中。
As we love each other as a body of Christ, remember that all of us are still under construction.
不是藉口，不要给自己藉口，但要给神机会工作。
Not to give us an excuse to not change, but to give God an opportunity to continue His work.
Amen. 感谢主，一起低头祈祷。Let's pray.主耶稣，我们多谢你，因为你是非常之有怜悯、有耐性。你是知道我们是只不过是个体，是软弱的，我们是哑气的，我们没有好的地方，但是你在我们里面是做着一个奇妙的工作。你是一定会完成这个工作。主，我们靠你给我们一个顺服的心，与你合作的心，靠主不停去改变我们，让我们成为一个合用的器皿。主，我希望我们今天的我和十年前的我是有分别，因为你的工作进行着，更加靠主给我们今天的我们的和十年后的是都有分别，因为你一天给我们一天的恩典，我们不停成长，越来越似耶稣，靠主不停去改造我们。我们多谢主，多谢你听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 好，默祷之后开散会。